Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your closing bell for November 25th, 2024. Some mortgage rates did it. I told you they'd drop a little bit today. FHA is down almost 0.25% today. So what's going on? Dow Jones is up 400 points. Mortgage rates are plummeting. So what is it? Well, it started Friday. So let me tell you what happened. So on Friday, after the markets closed, President-elect Trump came out and finished his cabinet's picks. And he picked the Secretary of the Treasury, and the markets loved it. Actually, overseas loved it. And because they're like, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to handle tariffs, because tariffs are the big thing right now. It's like, okay, are the tariffs going to really increase inflation? Well, this guy knows what he's doing. So what I want to show you is an interview right through here. And this basically ties it all together for us. Why did the markets go up today? Stock markets are up. Bond markets are doing fantastic. Look, the MBS market is up 50 ticks today. So that means mortgage rates are down. Look at the 30-year fix. It's down almost 0.25%. So it's assured, everything's working right now. So let's get over to it. I want you guys to see this interview. And these are two analysts basically breaking down Trump's pick. And they explain it to a T on why it's a good pick for the country. Why is it a good pick for the cabinet? And why it's doing what it's doing to the markets. So let's just listen to what he has to say.
President-elect Trump has now finished filling his core cabinet positions, and hedge fund manager Scott Bessent will lead the Treasury Department. The surprise was Representative Lori Chavez Derrimer as head of the Department of Labor. One pick has got the markets rallying, while the other, well, that's going to leave a few more question marks. For more here, let's bring in strategist Dan Clifton, along with Cowen's Paul Gallant. It's great to have you both here. Just kind of break this down for a second. A lot of questions about around both of these. Dan, let's start with you. And I wrote about this earlier, but I thought it was interesting that everything about the Bessent pick seems to be helping the markets rally. But we did briefly reinvert, and that's not his fault, but the long year fell somewhat, and the 2 year, which has an auction around now as well, did not. So I just take that as a warning point for markets.
Well, yeah, look, I think there's now certainty and clarity, and that's most important. We had about a 2 week process where it looked like Game of Thrones meets House of Cards on who was going to be Treasury Secretary. Now you know who that's going to be. So one is just a rally in there. But what you see underneath the surface tells you a very good story. We thought bond yields had to come down. You now have a catalyst for bond yields to come down and the dollar to come down, particularly as the liquidity comes in. And then if you look at specific stocks, like all the trade stocks are up very big today. That's China, that's Europe, that's Mexico. Some of that is just a knee-jerk reaction, and it will start to revert itself back. We still believe tariffs are going to go up on China, but I think the market's starting to pull back its expectations on a universal tariff today. That's probably the right way to think about it. Trump is
okay. So here's the backdrop of this. Trump was adamant. He's like, I'm going to tariff the heck out of China and all these countries. So that was fueling. Okay, if you do that, it's going to increase the prices of everything, which, aka inflation, is higher prices. So that was the fear. So now what they're saying is, with his pick as Secretary of the Treasury, this guy really knows what he's doing. So that's kind of what he's talking about right now. So let's get back to it.
He's going to do tariffs. The question is how. And now you got somebody who knows how to both manage the president's goals and making sure the U.S. economy does not go into a recession. And then the third leg of this is that you got to get a tax bill done. You got the largest fiscal cliff in American history. You now have a Treasury Secretary who understands these fiscal issues and the liquidity issues around this, and he'll be able to manage that process overall. So there are three different dynamics going on at once today, and under the surface tells a larger story than just those kind of headline numbers that we've seen.
And I know you always find ways to make it investable. So what are you telling clients?
Okay, so we want to caption this too. They just popped it up on the screen. So here's the challenges that we have. And I won't say the Treasury Secretary, but look at what's coming up. Near an all-time high in the U.S. debt, okay, the servicing, but here's how much they're servicing. So you have to pay interest on this debt. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, largest fiscal cliff. We have a government shutdown looming in January. We have also the strike. Remember the port strike that was happening? They kicked that can to after the election. So you have that coming in, rising political threats, requiring more defense, Trump's demand on tariffs. You have a lot of things hitting the markets right now, and the markets continue to rally. That's when you sit here and you kind of got to smack yourself in the head saying, okay, with all this stuff looming, markets are starting to look pretty good right now. So let's keep going.
It's about, you know, now that we filled in some of these remaining question marks, and with some of his tactical policies, I mean, the 333 plan would, you know, ideally, I guess, include lower energy prices. But what are you guys actually talking about?
Yeah, look, I think from a macro perspective, you had a big rally in the dollar, big rally in the bond yields. Those are now starting to reverse. And I think that will continue as the liquidity bazooka comes in the first quarter. So now you have a reason. That's on a macro. And if that's the case, Kelly, then some of the sector rotations can change after that kind of post-election rally. And things that are rate sensitive could start to reverse, like home builders and other areas, things that really did get hurt, stocks that really did get hurt after the election itself. And then third, we still believe tariffs on China are going to go up. So you want to stay away from those tariffs. They're having a bit of a rally, outperforming today, but they are going to get hurt. And then obviously you got to just kind of monitor what the rest of those trade issues are going to be. There will still be a lot of headline risk over Europe, over Asia, and other areas which can get hit with a universal tariff. But I think that's way out in the distance. And not something that's going to happen imminently.
Those are great points. I also think the biggest factor in some ways is going to be the direction of inflation. A lot of people would immediately look to Trump policies for that. But as we know, that's not, you know, inflation's usually a monetary phenomenon. So we kind of look to the Fed for guidance. So maybe they will play as big a role as any kind of policy in terms of what kind of economy he actually ends up presiding over.
I would agree with that. And obviously, Trump's going to jawbone on the Federal Reserve moving forward. But now you got Bessent. He really understands these issues. He's an expert on things that happened in Japan 10, 12 years ago. And I do think that you now have some good coordination between monetary and fiscal policy. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just that he's a very good, he understands what is happening on the Treasury liquidity facilities. Not many people understand it. It's brand new. It started after COVID. And Kelly, as you know, this is a guy with 30 years of experience of working with finance ministers. Mm-hmm. He's very experienced in Japan. And so as we start to see that, we expect that there's going to be more foreign buyers of Treasury coming into the market, particularly in the second half of the year. That's going to enable Treasury to be able to extend out our debt without having a big liquidity rise. So he's got a really big balancing act. He's got the most challenges that any Treasury Secretary has been facing in 30 years. But he also has the tools and the knowledge and experience to be able to solve some of those issues. I think that this was a very good pick for incoming President Trump.
It is eerie how his bio and his areas of interest are kind of exactly what we need to do on the debt front now. So it'll be very, very interesting to watch and put that into practice. Dan, as always, thanks. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I couldn't have said it any better. So that's exactly kind of what's the catalyst with all this stuff's going on right now. So we'll go back to it again. Here's the equities. You're seeing right through here across the board. Dow Jones is finally, I think, closed for the day up 440 points. You have bond yields. They're dropping. 10-year Treasury. Rest of this is overseas. And then let's get over to one other piece of the equation I want to talk to you guys about. And that's the housing crash stuff. Okay, so I'm not bringing it up today. It's a video. This young man, I watch him every day. He's from Chicago. I would love to sit down with him, coordinate, you know, something with him. But he came out with a video today, and I watch almost every video he posts. And it's the housing market crash in the U.S., separating fact from fiction. You guys have to watch this. This guy's brilliant, and the way he presents it is fantastic. All the charts, the everything else. He's basically saying, folks, there is no crash coming. These guys are making a lot of money, you know, posting out there that, you know, there's a crash coming. But take it from us. He's in the tax field. I'm in the mortgage field. We do this for a living, not videos. So check out his video for today. You're going to find learn a lot from there. And then last but not least, the Federal Reserve released a financial stability report on Friday. Another thing that went under the radar. They got basically a two thumbs up, and the markets continued to rally from there as well. So that's a report for today. What you guys need to know is, here's a conversation I have a lot. Hey, Dan, what's going on with mortgage rates? Oh, and then we go over it, and then they're like, okay, well, I'm already got approved with another place and so forth. Guys, the whole goal is I hope you use me, okay? This is what I do for a living. I don't do videos. I'm actually a loan officer. I do this basically an hour in the morning before I start my work and an hour at the end of the day. So far today, I got two contracts in and a refinance. So this is my job that I really do for a living is mortgages. So if you'd like to reach out to me to maybe look about refinancing, buying the first house, buying your first investment property, please do so. Reach us. Go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's our website. You're going to find a whole bunch of tabs here. If you want to get this ball rolling, hit the Apply Now tab. If you want to check for grants, see if you're eligible for any grants. If you're looking to buy that first house, check there. Or if you want to schedule a consultation call with me or one of my other mortgage advisors, you can do that right through here. But if you'd rather just call us, you can do that as well. Just scroll down to the bottom of our website. You're going to see that information right there. So there's our 800 number as well as my email address. And that is my report for today. So please come back tomorrow and I'll show you how all this, I won't say mess today, because this was like a Goldilocks scenario. So let's see if our Goldilocks scenario can continue through tomorrow. Take care, folks. See you then. Bye-bye.